Some Central Coast College students had the experience of a lifetime. They took part in an expedition which led to the discovery of a rare World War II era plane in the Mediterranean Sea.
It was a really fun experience instead of a typical internship where you go and work a 9-to-5 job.
Sam Freed is a computer engineering student at Cal Poly San Luis Obispo. Freed was part of Cal Poly's International Computer Engineering Experience Program. It's an effort to give students some real-life experiences to use with their learning in class.
The National Science Foundation has this grant focused on international research experiences for students. It's just a really important skill we feel like people should have. So we have gotten two different versions of this particular NSF grant, which is focused on giving students international research experiences. We're in a second three-year cycle. This was our fifth year going to Malta.
So we would, as a Cal Poly San Luis Obispo computer science professor. Wood and Christopher Clark from Harvey Mudd College led a month-long expedition to the Mediterranean island of Malta with three computer science students from each of the universities participating.
The colleague that I work with in computer engineering, his focus is underwater robotics. So we've been deploying ROVs and now we're doing these AUVs in Malta, looking at things underwater. And our particular focus in this most recent grant cycle is looking for shipwrecks. Working with a marine archaeologist, this is our second year trying to figure out the software and hardware necessary to intelligently search. That's to make the robot make the choices for itself, where to go, and how to then map a shipwreck if it finds it.
Wood says during their latest expedition, they hit the jackpot.
We were really excited. It looked like in our low-frequency sonar scan, there was something that we found in the survey, and likewise our software identified as something interesting. And then when we went back, in the high-frequency sonar scans, you could definitely see the shape of an airplane. So we were super excited and told our collaborator, and he arranged a high-tech dive because it is deep enough that it needed to be a high-tech dive. And he went down with the divers and confirmed it was a World War II plane, and in particular, a rare plane, a fairy swordfish, which is a torpedo bomber.
It was a fabric-covered biplane used by the British Navy in the first part of World War II. Swordfish bombers damaged the German battleship Bismarck in 1941, allowing surface ships to catch up with her and sink her. Considering the plane had been about 90 feet underwater for seven decades, it's remarkably well preserved.
Since the plane crashed in 1943, the canvas is completely decayed in the water environment, but the metal structure is still there. It's also a biplane. When it crashed, the upper wing collapses onto the lower wing. It mostly looks like a metal skeleton, very bird-like on the seafloor, but it also has a really big engine cowling and propeller, and that's still intact, so you can really see that sticking out from the seafloor.
The Cal Poly professor says they were able to also dig up information to find out about the history of the plane.
In 1943, there was a reported crash of this type of plane. There had engine trouble, so they turned back towards Malta after launching off of Malta, and there happened to be two English soldiers who were on leave, who were sailing. They just happened to see them crash, so they were able to do an emergency landing on the surface of the water, and two occupants were rescued, and then the plane sank to the bottom.
Cal Poly computer engineering student Sam Freed says the expedition was an amazing experience, especially the day they found the historic aircraft.
I was on the deployment where when we found the wreck. We pulled up the robot after it went underwater, and we took the data off. We looked at the data. We saw that, and we got really excited. We tried not to get too excited at first because we didn't want to make assumptions, but it was pretty clear that we had found something.
The National Science Foundation grants provide $50,000 a year for the program. Cal Poly computer science professor Zoe Wood says she's proud of the plane's discovery by the team, but even more proud of the experiences the effort gives students.
Feeling like we're sort of touching history and making it so alive with technology is just incredible for the students, and likewise for us faculty. It was really great.
Lance Orozco, KCLU News.